Amen, amen. 1 Timothy chapter 6, starting at verse number 11. The Lord will help us here today. Amen. But thou, O man of God, flee these things and follow after righteousness, godliness, faith, love, patience, meekness. Fight the good fight of faith. Amen. Lay hold on eternal life, whereunto thou art also called and hast professed a good profession before many witnesses.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Amen. Thank you for standing here today for the reading of the word of the Lord. And if God would help us, I'd like to preach to us today. Amen. Take me a minute to get to my text, my title, whatever you want to call it. Amen. But, you know, life is not always easy. Amen.
No.
Amen. It's not even always easy in the house of God. Amen. There's probably churches today that are having all-out revival, and then there's churches that's barely trying to stay alive. Amen. Life is not easy in any regard. I heard several folks today mention things that had them bombarded and just bogged down. Amen. Life has a tendency to do just that, doesn't it?
Right.
Amen. And I don't want to be doom and gloom today in the house of the Lord, but if you're on the mountaintop today, you better hang on, because there'll be a valley coming before you know it.
Yeah.
Amen. Life has a way of humbling us, doesn't it?
Yes.
Whew. Amen. It sure does. Praise God. Amen. It shouldn't surprise us that such things happen in the Christian realm and to Christians, because the church of the Lord Jesus Christ is the primary target for the assault of the devil. Amen.
Right.
Yeah, you know, the devil's got his bullseye right on you.
Yeah.
Right. And right on the church.
Yeah.
Amen. Right. Of the Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Now, once, you know, after something happens like last week when they bomb those nuclear sites in Iran, it's always kind of amazing to me. You know, you and I get sort of educated on it after the fact, but you know, the United States have had X's on that. What's it on? Two or three of them nuclear. They've had X's on that for a long time.
Yeah.
They already had intelligence. They already had satellite and stuff that we probably don't even. They already had all that figured out, and they had X's, and they said, if we ever get the chance, we're going to take that out. Hallelujah. Well, the devil's got an X on you, amen. And he's got an X on the church. He'd like to take you out,
right.
Amen. He'd like to take the church out, wouldn't he?
Oh, God.
Amen. Why? Because we are a threat to his domain.
That's it.
Woo. We are a threat to his kingdom, praise
that's
God. Amen. I don't want to get into all this. I've said this in the past. The devil doesn't even get too excited when you go to church, amen.
Come on.
Woo. But when the devil starts getting a little nervous is when you start getting involved and you start getting changed and you start to pray and draw close and get close to God. That's when the devil gets nervous.
You're right.
Amen. Hallelujah. I'm going to try to preach this here in a minute. Praise God. But the devil would that the church, amen, in any manner, hallelujah, would be in dissension. It would be bickering. It would. We'd have problems. Amen. He likes to see families like that too, wouldn't he?
Yes.
Amen. He likes us to have struggles and backbiting and just arguing. And the devil would like to put division, amen.
Yes.
Not only in the church, but in your home, right. In the life of the Christian. Hallelujah.
Right.
But I don't know about you. I'm glad that through and by the help and grace of God, we can live above
yes.
those things.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Amen. There is a verse in chapter 4. I want to look deeper into this. Amen. And it's hit me all here this morning, and I ran out of time, but I'll just do the best with it I can, praise God. But there's a verse in Acts chapter number 4 and verse number 33. And with great power gave the apostles witness of the resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ. I love this. And great grace was upon them all. Hallelujah. Amen. The church, if you will, the Lord Jesus Christ, Brother Chandler, was going through hardships. Jesus had been crucified.
Yeah.
Jesus had been taken away. The church had been persecuted. Amen. The enemy was trying to shut down the progress and the power and the Holy Ghost revivals that they were having. Men was being beaten. They were persecuting them. That the enemy was trying every way in the world to shut down the church. Amen. But I love this, and this will be my text here today. But great grace was upon them all. If the Lord will help us, I'm going to preach on great grace. Hallelujah. Amen. When you speak of the actual salvation process, grace means something a little different than what I'm going to preach today. Grace means unmerited favor. That's what grace means when we come to the Lord. When we were sinners, when we were hooked on drugs and alcohol and all the sins of the world, and we come to the Lord and we say, Jesus, would you save an old wretch like me? Amen. He gives what we know as unmerited favor. Hallelujah. In other words, there's nothing you and I can do to obtain the favor of God other than we said, Lord, would you forgive us? Hallelujah. And he gives us unmerited favor. Praise God. Oh, yes. That was extended to us by God himself. Amen. But grace has other definitions. Amen. When it comes to living the Christian life, grace also means kindness and charm. What greater... Amen. Bouquet of words that God can give to these men in Acts chapter number 4 and verse number 33. Then to say, and great grace was upon them. They still had charm. Hallelujah. They still had kindness. The enemy was trying to beat them to death. The enemy was trying to murder them. The enemy was trying to kill the church, if you will. But they still had charm. And they still had kindness. And they were still marching on for the Lord. Hey, church, I come to ask you come today, in the midst of life's hardest trials, in the midst of life's hardest battles, wait a minute, are you displaying grace? Are you displaying charm and kindness and a good spirit and a good attitude? Or are you bitter? Amen. Do you have hatred in your heart? Amen. Are you running from grace? Or are you running to grace? Hallelujah.
Amen.
Come on.
Amen.
Bless you.
We got to learn to have grace, don't we?
Yes, Lord.
When everything around us is falling apart. Amen. When we don't have, amen, glowing reports of progress and goodness and revival and souls being saved and healing coming our way. Maybe you're in the midst of the hardest trials of your life. Amen. I tell you what, you still have to have grace.
That's right.
Woo.
Yes, God.
I submit to you today in an authority of God's word that you can make a tremendous difference in the life of someone else. And you can make a tremendous difference in this church right here.
Yes.
If you learn how to have grace. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Christ's life can begin to be poured out through you. Hallelujah. Amen. When others around you can look and say, man, look at what they've been through, but they still had grace. Hallelujah. Oh, I don't know about you, but I've been around folks that didn't have grace. They've been through hardships in life. They've been through, amen, all sorts of things. Amen. My aunt, her name was Ann. My aunt Ann Painter. She is married to my Uncle Doug, my dad's brother. And they lost a child. Kevin was probably 21 years old, 23. I can't remember exact age. He is early 20s. And he had just recently got married and they had a kid. And as far as I know, I think Tiffany lives in Huntington somewhere now. And they had a kid. Tiffany was just a year or two old. And Kevin was working on a piece of mining equipment. And it was a tragic accident. Brother George, he was up in the arm of a big loader or something, one of the big ones, and he was greasing the arm of that bucket, and his battery light went out in the middle of the night, and he hollered down on the ground for one of his buddies that was down there, and I never forgot that name. Albert was his name, and he hollered and said, Albert, could you flip the lights on so I can, I'm almost done, and I'm going to climb out of here. And Albert didn't want to run the battery of that great big machine down. So he, instead of just flipping the lights on, he started the motor. And when he started the motor, whoever was in that piece of equipment last didn't set the safety features to make everything stay like it should. And as soon as he started that engine, that bucket began to move and it squished and squashed my first cousin, Kevin, amen. And he died. It was a horrible way to die. And he laid there and died. Amen. And my Aunt Ann, everybody loved on her and everybody did the best they could. Amen. But I guess I was a small boy when that happened. I'm 43 now. I'm assuming it's 35 or so years ago. Amen. And my aunt died just months ago. Amen. And I was going to go to her funeral. We kept calling and saying, when are they going to have services? Amen. When are they going to have a funeral for Ann? And you know what her wishes were, Brother Anthony? Amen. Her wishes were that she had no funeral and no service. She said, I don't want no preacher speaking over her. She used to be a good child of God. She used to go to an old-fashioned church of God. She used to have the Holy Ghost. She used to have the power of God. Amen. But life dealt a bitter blow. Amen. And instead of having grace, she got bitterness. She hated herself. And she hated everybody. And she died. And she said, I don't want nobody coming looking at me in a casket. I don't want anybody saying any words over my body. But she said, when I die, cremate me and take my ashes and pour them over Kevin's grave. I tell you, church, it's bitter. Amen. That's bitterness. But I come to tell us, in the midst of life's hardest trials and in the midst of life's worst, amen, deals, blows that it can deal us, you can have grace. You can have mercy. You love God. You don't have to get bitter. But I said, great grace was upon the church.
Yes, God. Holy Lord.
Hallelujah. Amen.
Jesus.
Thank you, Lord. Bless you.
So the Lord will help us today. That's my first point. Don't worry, I know I preached a while. Probably got to point number one. I ain't gonna preach real long.
Come on.
But the first thing I'd like to tell you today, do not become bitter.
Amen.
Right.
With life's trouble.
Yes, God.
Amen. I need the Lord to help me today.
Yes, Lord.
This will be perhaps the hardest of my points that I'm covering today to accomplish. Don't become hard. Amen. Keep your spirit pliable to the Holy Ghost. Amen. Isaiah 26 and verse 3 said, thou wilt keep him in perfect peace whose mind is stayed upon thee because he trusteth in thee. Did you hear that? Amen. If I was in a true Pentecost church, it'd be one or two of you then jumped up and shouted right there. I said, the Lord will keep you in perfect peace whose mind is stayed upon thee. Amen. Why did my aunt, amen, turn bitter? Why did my aunt lose, amen, all the joy and satisfaction in life? I tell you why, because she didn't keep her mind stayed upon the Lord. Hey, I come to tell somebody in this house today, you can have peace, you can have grace, you can have mercy. I don't care, amen, what the devil says, amen, keep your mind on the Lord, and you can have peace in the midnight hour, you can have peace when life turns upside down. Hey, I come to tell us, amen, he said he'd give him perfect peace whose mind is stayed on the Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Praise the Lord.
I feel the Holy Ghost in this house. Now you look at Brother Tommy here.
Thank you, Lord.
Had a great attitude through all this cancer that he's had, and he's had surgery, and his stage of cancer is very high. Right there, and I can't even get into all that. But through all that, he's had a great attitude.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you.
Amen. Oh, yes. And I can name things that many of you have been through over the last year, 2, 3 years. Some of you I've known way longer than that. Amen. You know the difference is. Amen. Brother Tommy said, I tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to keep my mind stayed on the Lord. I can't control cancer. I can't control what a doctor can do or can't do. I can't even control what tomorrow holds. But one thing I can do, I get my mind on the Lord. I can pray. I can fast. I can seek heaven. And I can get peace with my mind on the Lord. I don't have to get bitter. I don't God's trying to help us here today.
Hallelujah.
What a sweet verse. Perfect peace.
Yes, Lord.
Perfect. Well, George, if you get a perfect tomato out of your garden, it ain't got a spot.
Nope.
It ain't got a blemish. Now, I'm not a great tomato. The older I get, the more I like tomatoes. I'm not a great tomato lot, but it'll taste perfect. Perfect.
Come on.
He said, if we'll keep our mind on him. He didn't even stop Brother Chandler to say give us peace. He said he'd give us perfect peace. That's a sermon in itself. I ain't got time to preach to you today what perfect peace is, but I'm going to look into some of this. It's got my mind whirling this morning. Perfect peace. I tell you what perfect peace is. It's a peace you can have that the devil can't penetrate. It's a peace you can have. Oh, Lord, help me here today. Amen. I read that about that painting. I need to look it up. It's been a while since I read that. Brother Tommy, I'm sure he's read it. About perfect stillness, I think it was. Perfect peace might have even been the name of that painting. And in that painting, amen, it showed an awful storm. Brother Anthony, that one had ever seen. The cloud, the skies were dark with clouds. Lightning was striking. Rain was coming down. I mean, a horrible. And the name of it was perfect peace or perfect stillness. I'd have to look it up. Amen. And folks was going through looking at the painting. And it was a magnificent painting of disaster. And it intrigued some of them. And they finally said, how in the world is there perfect peace in the midst of this? Amen. After the Holy Ghost and the author of the painting said, I tell you how it is. Look up there on that rock ledge. There's a magnificent rock, amen, cliff there, and it overhanged. And inside of that cliff was an old bird, and that bird was perched up on that cliff, up and underneath that storm. The wind wasn't hitting him. The rain wasn't hitting him. There was trouble all around, but inside of the trouble, that bird found a place of peace. Hey, I come to tell us that perfect peace. The Lord said, if you keep your mind upon me, I'll give you perfect. I feel the Holy Ghost in this place today. Today, get your mind on the Lord. Everything else might fall apart, but he's still on the throne. He's still high. He's still lifted up. And we need to keep our mind upon the Lord.
Jesus.
Oh man, I feel sick.
Hallelujah. 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 Praise.
The Apostle Paul promised Titus that Christians are a peculiar people.
Come on.
Hey, Lord. People in the way that they respond, amen, to outside stimuli. Non-believers. I told you my Aunt Ann was a believer, but she lost her belief. Amen. Non-believers know nothing about the reality of the Holy Ghost. Non-believers know nothing about the peace and comfort that can come from another place. Hey! Amen. Non-believers know nothing about that. But Paul said, amen, you're peculiar. Amen. You're a chosen generation. You're a peculiar. What does peculiar mean? That means we got strength that comes from a place that the world knows not of. Hey, that means in the midst of life's hardest trials and life's worst battles, you keep your mind, amen, sane. Hey, you don't have to go insane. You don't have to lose it. You don't have to get bitter. You don't have to get hatred. Hey, you can be peculiar. How? Because my strength is coming from a higher place. My strength is coming from a place that the world knows nothing about. Amen.
Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
I'm encouraging somebody in this house today to decide,
Jesus,
that no matter what happens, I'm not going to fall prey to bitterness.
Yes. Right, right.
Determined to stay sweet before the Lord.
Come on.
And before God's people.
Yes.
Amen. I don't know anything any worse than being around an old shy, bitter person that claims the name of Christ. That's the worst thing in the world.
Bless you, Lord.
Be around somebody that's bitter and they don't love God. They don't love themselves. They midst of all trouble.
Yes, God.
Thank you, Lord.
Jesus, Jesus. Oh, Lord.
Yes. I need the Lord to help me here.
Oh, God.
Secondly.
Bless you, Lord. Jesus.
Secondly, do not allow yourself, amen, to become part, amen, of the problems of life. Stay far removed from contention.
Yes, yes.
Amen. Once fire gets started, you know what burns first, Brother Anthony? Dead wood. Amen. Right. You know what burns first? Deadness. Hallelujah. Amen. And when you're in the midst of that fire and you're spreading tales and spreading rumors and spreading lies, you know what you are? You're dead. Right. And you're going to burn first. Hallelujah. Amen. Oh, yes. Amen. As you study the life of Jesus in the Gospels, there's one word that crops up rather repeatedly. Amen. And the Lord withdrew himself. Hallelujah. He got away. Amen. Jesus often withdrew himself from the clouds and he climbed, amen, to the hillsides to pray and to meditate. You and I could learn something from that. Instead of getting on the phone and telling all of our problems to everybody and their brother, we ought to find us a place to get away and pray. We ought to find ourselves a place to say, God, amen, as much as my greatest friends love me, that's not a thing in the world they can do. I'll tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to steal away. And I'm going to pray. And I'm going to ask the God that can do something about it to move in the midst of this situation. Hey, I've got the Holy Ghost right here today to tell somebody, you better hang the phone up. You better put that thing down. You don't need to text somebody. You don't need to call somebody. You need to pray. And you need to beg God to get in the midst and help you.
Yes, Lord.
Jesus.
Woo!
Yes.
He never affiliated himself with the crowds.
Right.
Thank you, Lord.
Whether they were friendly, or whether they were making him attempt to make him king, or whether they were hostile crowd trying to tear him down, amen, you know what he did? He'd withdraw and he'd get out of the crowd. Amen. Well, feel the Holy Ghost to tell somebody in this house, you better watch out, the crowd will take you down.
Yeah.
You better watch out, the crowd, it'll take you down. Amen. Have you ever noticed, amen, how people get on things and get on trends and what they're, well, the crowd's doing this, amen. I've never been a crowd follower. Hey, I'm not being mean here today, amen, but I tell you what, if somebody thinks I'm all that, amen, and a box of Cracker Jacks, amen, all that and a box of Cracker Jacks, hey, I don't get too excited about that, amen. Oh, no. You know why? Because I literally had a man that I had utmost of confidence in, that I love like my right arm, and he told me several times, man, I love you. Hey, you're my favorite preacher. He told me that over and over. He told me that in particular one service. Brother Jason, you're my favorite preacher. And the next service, he turned on me. And the next service, I was his worst enemy. And the next service, he ran me down. And the next service, he tried to turn others on me. I tell you what you better do. You better withdraw from that crowd. Amen. I'm not in the business, amen, of taking up for Jason. I'm in the business of taking up for Jesus. I'm in the business of standing strong when the crowd's against me, when the crowd's for me. I don't care. I'm going to stand for the Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Amen.
Oh. Holy, holy God.
I could preach a little while longer out there, but I got to go on. Thirdly, never discuss your problems. And I know this is going to be hard with others, especially with other people that can't do nothing about it. I tell you who you ought to take your problem to. If you're going to take it to anybody, you take it to somebody in authority.
Right.
You take it to a pastor. You say, hey, here, what about this?
Yes.
Amen. Somebody that can do or maybe change a situation. But what in the world good does it do for you to take your problems? Amen. And me go call Brother Anthony and say, Brother Anthony, did you know what Rob said to me? Did you know what he done? As a matter of fact, the other night, Chris said this and this and this. And for enough, I get him bogged down. And now he's in the midst of it. He can't change anything. But now he ain't got no confidence in Rob. He ain't got no confidence in Chris. Because what I said, they said against me.
Yeah. The way it works.
Come on.
Amen.
Bless him, Lord.
And then Anthony gets all shook up. And he calls Tommy and gets Tommy. And can you believe what Jason told me? That Chris and Rob said against Jason. And then Brother Tommy gets shook up. And then he said beside Chandler one night and said, Chandler, can you, before you know it, you got a church in turmoil.
Yeah.
You're right.
Come on.
Right.
Yes, sir.
Jesus.
Bless him,
Lord. Bless him, Lord.
Holy God.
Come on, bro.
Holy.
What we do now?
Come on, brother.
And I don't even think all this is going on, but my baby's coming down the road. I don't know.
Come on.
I know this. I've been through it enough to keep it from ever happening again.
Yes,
yes, sir.
Somebody said something the other day. Somebody said something, just a question. And I said, I'll tell you this. I have put up with so much in the past. I'm putting up with zero.
Come on.
This day forward.
Come on.
If somebody says something in question, amen, and it's false, I'm going to nip in the bud from day one.
Come on.
It won't lay unsettled for 2 days. I'll guarantee you that.
Come on.
Oh, God. Amen. Don't discuss your problems with everybody else. They can't do nothing about it. Satan can use idle conversations for his benefit. Amen. Somebody once said that if no one ever spoke, unless he was absolutely positive, amen, of his subject matter, thank God that a great silence, amen, would descend upon the whole planet. Thank God, people like to talk about things that they know not of.
Yeah,
right.
I preach this over and over and over in this church.
Come on.
If you ain't 100% positive on what you're telling to be the truth, is the truth, you better keep quiet about it.
Yes, Lord.
Amen. It's sad. It's sad.
Bless you, Lord.
Amen. People still like to tell it. Yeah, they do.
That's right.
Amen. And not too awful long ago, one came to me and said, I'll tell you what happened, blah, blah, this, and this happened. I said, you better be careful, because I know for a fact that never happened. Are you sure that happened? I'm sure that happened. I said, I'm telling you right now, I know the facts. That never happened. But they was determined to go tell it. They was determined. And when it was all said and done, it wasn't true. Let me tell you something, church. You're going to stand in judgment one of these days for telling things to be the truth that ain't the truth.
Man, that's true. Right.
Yes, sir.
Come hey, Brother Tommy. If Brother Tommy come up to me and said, hey, did you know Anthony? I'm just using these guys because they're going to get mad at me. You know, Anthony, he's been down there at the old gambling hall, and he's been pulling the levers, and he's been a gambling all. He's been gambling for a while. He gambled his own paycheck away.
Come on.
Yeah.
Now, Brother Tommy might know that to be a fact. I don't know. But if I go tell George, it's 100% fact. Anthony's doing this.
Come on.
I don't know. I just knew what Tommy told me.
Yeah.
Hopefully Tommy knows it to be the truth. I don't know. Maybe he knows it because Chris told him. And maybe Chris said it because Rob said, I was riding my wheelchair by to look at our city, baby.
Come on.
What I'm saying is, we go to tell something to be the 100% truth, and we don't know. We just know that somebody else said it.
Yeah.
If you go tell bad things on somebody, and you go say Anthony's been down at the gambling hall, gambling his whole payday away, you better know. You don't need to know that Tommy said that. You don't need to know that Chris said it. Chris said wrong. You better know.
Bless you.
We'd have a lot of trouble. Never even scratch the surface. Amen. If people will do just that. And that's what the Bible teaches.
Yeah.
If you're going to tell something to be the truth, you better know it's the truth.
That's right.
That's right.
That's how people's name gets scandalized.
Bless him, Lord.
That's how people get torn down. That's how the innocent get hurt, because people's out telling things that's not the truth, but they think it's the truth.
Come on. The truth.
Yes, God.
Bless him, Lord. You might as well say amen or oh me, because I'm going to preach on anyhow. Amen. Oh, I got to move on here. Amen. A telephone can be a magnificent blessing to mankind, but it can also be a determinant. Amen. And it can be something that tears down if used incorrectly. Never talk about the difficulties. Amen. Over the phone. But if something's that important that you're ready to tear down a man's life and you're ready to tear down a man's reputation, you better be a man and say it face to face. You better be a man. Don't call 10 people and text the group text. Did you hear what so and so did? No. Be a man. Be a woman. And do it in person. Amen.
Oh, Jesus.
Y'all want to know more?
Come on.
When all is considered on this final subject, the human tongue is a poor organ of the body to get involved.
Yeah.
Woo. Well, why am I going to get involved? You ever tried your knees?
Right.
You ever tried your heart?
Yes, God.
Yes,
yes, Lord.
Bless him, Lord.
Holy, 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 holy.
Bless him, Lord.
First thing we like to exercise is that tongue, and the Bible said it's a fire and it's hard to be kindled.
Amen.
That's what we like to exercise, that tongue. You ain't prayed. You ain't got your heart involved. You ain't said, hey, I wonder if they really did do that. I would pray for him. I would get on my knees and beg God and pray all day and say, God, spare Anthony.
Amen.
And not go call and tell 10 people, guess what, Anthony did.
Amen. Yes, God.
Come on, brother. Have your way, Lord.
I'm feeling the Holy Ghost in this house. I'm trying to help us. I really am.
Thank you, Lord.
Is this all right?
Yes.
Or, I'm done. Almost done here. Make the problem in your family or whatever, in the church, make it a matter of fervent prayer. Pray about it. I would take it to the Lord at the beginning of each new day. Amen. It'd be at the top of the priorities, the things that I need to get accomplished. Oh, Lord, I need to get this breakthrough.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you.
What need would there be to discuss? Amen. The situation with friends and neighbors and people on the phone, if we took it to the Lord first.
Right.
Yes.
Right. Right.
There's no church in the world that doesn't have their fair share of problems. But listen to this. The great churches overcome their problems with fervent, faithful prayer and respect for one another.
That's good.
Did you hear that?
That's good.
The great churches, the great people overcome all that with fervent prayer and love and respect for one another.
Thank you, Lord.
Bless him, Lord.
Holy, holy.
I don't know what it is, and man, we love to tell something negative on someone.
Yeah.
It's the truth.
Who was it preaching about the ant? I'm trying to think. Somebody was preaching on the ant. Amen. And those ants work together.
Yeah.
Woo! I need to look into that and preach it a while again. Was that a preacher camp?
Yeah.
Was that Brother Enoch preaching on the ant? I heard it the other day before I went. He's preaching on those ants. And those ants will bind together, and over hundreds of miles, colonies they built. And if something comes in there, Brother George, why they multiply and why they stick together, because they never one time turn against one another.
Yeah.
Woo! But an ant sticks together.
Yeah.
Hey, that's what you and I need to learn to do.
Yes,
instead of, I mean, we can't wait till we get 1 ounce of information so we can go run and tell it. Instead of sticking together.
Jesus.
Hey, I'm not being mean, but that is the spirit of Satan.
Yeah.
That is the spirit of God is for unity. That's the spirit of ununity.
Right.
That's the spirit of division.
Yeah.
That's the spirit of tearing down, but God's in the business of sticking together and building up.
Yes.
Amen. The first thing on our mind ought not be to go tell who in the world can I tell this news to. It ought to be, how can I bind together and stick together?
Yes.
Wow.
Thank you.
Is this all right?
Amen.
You ready for a little more?
Yeah.
God.
Amen. When you take your burdens to the Lord, you will learn that you need never to defend yourself. Listen. I don't know why it is when when so-and-so's out there running their mouth saying things against me, and they're out here saying this, people feel that need to defend themselves. I come to tell you in the name of the Lord, you don't have to defend yourself.
Come on. Hallelujah.
God is your defense. Amen. Stay steadfast.
Hallelujah.
Stay right where you are, and God's going to show up.
Yes, He will.
The only person you ever need to fully discuss matters with is the Lord Himself. You don't need to call 10 people and say what they're saying about me is false. You don't need to call 10 people and say they're lying and this and that. You don't need to defend yourself. You need to take it to the Lord and say, God, ain't no possible way I can defend, but you can defend.
Thank you, Lord.
Why don't you raise your hand right there? Feel the Holy Ghost. I feel the Holy Ghost right here. I'm about done.
Jesus.
Lord, this is kind of an awkward message here on this Sunday afternoon. But Lord, I'm just preaching what I feel like you're giving me back there.
Great.
Touch us today, Lord, in this house. And great grace was upon them. Grace.
Holy God.
Fifth, we got to give matters time to heal. You know what? A lot of things can heal over time.
That's right.
Amen. A lot of things can heal over time. But folks are so apt to jump to conclusions and make haughty, arrogant, bad decisions as soon as they hear something instead of giving it time to heal.
Yes.
Lord, help us today.
Yes, God.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Difficulties don't come up overnight, and they don't heal overnight.
Right.
Poor old Reese, we're in Reese back here. Reese has been healed for a year. They told us her brain would heal for 2 years. Amen. She didn't have a second brain surgery until the second week of August. So she ain't quite been a year yet. They said we'd go off of that last brain surgery. So it ain't quite been a year yet. Her brain, she sleeps a lot. I wouldn't embarrass her for nothing. She sleeps. And I tell everybody, I say, let her sleep. The doctor said sleep is her best thing she can do right now. So if she wants to sleep till noon, let her sleep till noon. And her days are coming. But right now, what Reese wants, Reese gets. That'll be over one day. Right now, Reese still gets babied.
Thank you, Lord.
Bless him, Lord.
Thank God.
Bless him.
Time somehow has a way of healing.
Yes, it does.
Oh. We got around a lot of our friends up there this week, and man, Reese is doing so good. You know, some of y'all see it because you don't see it. I see it every day.
Yeah.
And I don't see things, you know, but I get around people, I've seen them for 3, 4, 5 months. They say, wow, she's doing so good. And I don't see that because I see her every day. Time's got a way of healing things, church.
Yes.
Time's got a way of healing. Why don't you let God heal it? You know why it won't get healed? Because you don't get no sore on you, but George's scab, and you keep it. About time it gets getting better, pick that scab off. For the next week, it scabs up again. About time it gets. You keep picking at it.
Come on.
You keep stirring the pot, stirring it up. That's why it won't heal.
Yeah.
I see, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
You got to let it be healed.
Woo!
Thank you, Lord.
I'm done preaching. Why don't you ask God to help us here today, Lord God? Amen. I really wish I could have done a little better than this, Lord. But God, I pray you take these feeble words and do something with them here today. Oh, God. Amen. Help somebody see, God, they got to give us some time.
Praise you, Lord. Praise you, Lord.
Oh, God. Six, and I'm done. What do I got to do? I got to continue faithfully to what I know is right. I got to keep on doing it. Even when I can't see straight. Even when I can't see what in the world I'm supposed to do. Even when the devil's got me so upside down and so turmoil, I don't know which way's left and which way's right. I got to stay faithful and keep on putting one foot in front of another and be faithful to God. And He said He'll show up one day.
Yes.
Be the God.
Yes, sir.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
The hardest thing in the world to do when your life is upside down is keep on having grace and being
blessed.
The great grace was upon them.
Yes.
Their Savior had been crucified. He had been put in a tomb. Their church, I mean, you look, they killed James.
Yeah.
And they killed all those disciples, and they was coming in town, Sister Dottie hooking, taking horses and hooking ropes to them and ripping, read the Fox's Book of Martyrs, and they was ripping them old Christians apart. They was putting them in them stadiums, amen, and turning the lines loose on them. They was treating Christians like wild animals.
Yep.
What are you doing something like that? Only thing you can do. Stay faithful.
That's it.
The only thing you can do is do what you know to do and be faithful.
That's right.
God said, amen. When there'll come a day when the darkness is shut off, and I'll send a light again.
Holy God. Yes.
Thank you, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Oh. Stand with me. Let's have some done.
Holy, holy God.
Thank you, the Lord.
Praise
thank
you, Lord.
Thank you, mighty God. Thank you, mighty God.
So just because men fail you, there's no reason for you to fail God. People fail us. People let us down. People talk about. People do all this stuff to us, and then we turn on God. Because men fail you, you want to fail God? Because life has failed you, you want to fail God?
Come on, brother. Glory be to God.
Jesus, my Lord.
Hallelujah.
Holy God.
Amen.
Glory, glory, glory.
Don't be undependable. Don't be unfaithful. Don't be a church hopper. Don't be a God hopper. Oh, I'm going to serve God one day and a half. Be faithful and steadfast. That move will always abound in the work of the Lord.
That's right. Yes, God. Yes, God.
Oh, Lord. We're in a raging battle today, church, between God and between Satan.
Yeah.
It's true.
We're in a raging battle between good and between evil.
That's right.
Which way are you going to roll? Which way are you going to roll here today? Bow your heads, Lord. Pray with the Lord. God, I know I prayed two or three times. I just want this to sink into somebody's heart, Lord. Let this change your heart. Let this change your life here today. We can leave this place and say this has been a great service, God. If you show up and change somebody's heart and mind today, God, would you first off start with me? Start first off, Lord. I'm getting ready. When we give this altar call, I'm gonna be right in this altar praying with everybody else, or maybe others don't have no need to pray today. But Lord, I'm gonna be in this altar praying. I need you to change me, Lord. I need you to change my heart. I need you to change my outlook. Lord, I need you to change the way I'm thinking about things. Lord, help me to know, God. Help me, Lord, to know. And in time, the darkness will shut off.
Yes, God.
And the light will shine through.
Jesus.
Say it, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Oh, Jesus. The Holy God.
I feel the Holy Ghost today. And I'm always going to be dark.
Holy God.
Oh,
holy, holy,
Lord.
Praise you, Lord. Praise you.
Raise your hand. Worship in church. Raise your hand. These altars are open. These altars are open. These altars, man, they are God to be a guy in the house. They ought not be nobody sitting there like a day school. Yay. But whatever in the world you got left to do here in 30 minutes or an hour, you can wait. Whatever you got to do tomorrow, don't think about it. You're to get your heart and mind on God right here today, Lord. I got to get serious with you, God.
Oh,